There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. There's a mom who gave her sons marijuana instead of their medications for ADD. She preferred giving her kids cannabis than the ADD drugs. And now she's being charged with child abuse. Michigan mom. Amy Renee Cunningham, 31 years old, from the village of Messick, indicated that she preferred using cannabis over prescribed pills for her children. She gave the drug to her 10-year-old son to help him with emotional issues and to his older brother to treat attention deficit disorder. So a 10 and 12-year-old. All right. She faces now 6 years of prison. Wexford County Prosecutor Anthony Badovinac told M Live that the two children were allowed to take the marijuana by smoking it and started taking it in late March and early April. Dr. Sean Jayakar from St. John Hospital, Detroit, says he would not recommend using cannabis for such behavioral problems. In fact, ADD is actually linked to the use of marijuana. Okay? But, I mean, for some of you that use marijuana for your ADD, I know some of you are like, what's the big deal? Well, their kids... He says, so I definitely would not recommend anyone with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder to use marijuana, as it can make it worse, more difficult to concentrate, and makes you prone to further abuse of other drugs. I mean, he's right. You may think you're treating your ADD with marijuana because maybe you're more relaxed, maybe you're able to just kind of, you know, zone for a little bit, but long term, no, it does not help your ADD. It can make it worse, and it can make you more prone to using other sorts of drugs. And what can it do to a child? Can it affect them long term? Yeah, cognitively it can. It can affect their memory. It can affect the way that they learn and process new information. So apparently Miss Cunningham came under police scrutiny after telling a Child Protective Services worker that she gave her children marijuana. Really? I mean, boy, that was detective work. Okay, she told the child CPS, I don't know. Anyway, she had attended a pretrial conference at the 84th District Court, blah, 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 let me see. She's charged with delivery and manufacture of marijuana and two counts of third-degree child abuse. The drug charge is punishable by up to 4 years of prison, and the child abuse charges carries up to 2 years of prison and 5 years of probation. Now, is marijuana legal? What do you do if you're in a state where marijuana is legal? Well, just because it's legal doesn't necessarily mean that you get to give it to your kids. Michigan voters did approve marijuana use for some chronic medical conditions back in 2008. Emotional issues and ADHD are not legal qualifying conditions for medical marijuana use. They say minors can get permission to use medical marijuana, but they have to have a qualifying condition. In a similar case, a Minnesota mom has been charged with child endangerment for giving her 15-year-old son cannabis oil to manage the pain of a traumatic brain injury. Medical marijuana law in the state will not take effect until July. That's when in Minnesota the medical marijuana law kicks in. So, you know, why is this, a medical headline today? Well, okay, for those of you that will treat your kids, okay, how many of us have given them Benadryl to help them sleep? Okay, off-label use. Benadryl is an antihistamine. Okay, but the kid's going to be crying on the plane. Kids are going to be grumpy. Kids are going to be this, whatever. You guys are giving them Benadryl. How many of you are giving your kids not Viagra. Don't be doing that. But some of you guys are giving your kids Valium, etc. I hear this all the time. It scares the hell out of me. I mean, it does. Okay, because you don't know. You're not the doctor. I am. Okay, I want to be in charge of what goes into your child's mouth. I know you're the parent. And I know you as the parent have the ultimate say. I get that. But I can't stand it when I see parents prescribe their own thing. You know what? I just gave my kid a half of my antibiotic. What antibiotic did you give your kid? Levaquin. You're not supposed to give that to somebody under 18. It could interrupt the cartilage and their growth of their bony, their long bones. You're not supposed to be doing that, really? You know, don't be just cutting things in half and giving it to, just like your pets. You can't be giving Tylenol to your pet. Put them into liver failure. So, when it comes to treating your kids, I know you want the autonomy. I'm a mom, too. All right? And one of the, I know I complain about Obamacare, and, you know, I can't stand a lot of the changes that are happening and a lot of the things I can't do for my patients. But the one thing I am so grateful for is I have a lot of medical knowledge. I know it doesn't show, but trust me, I do. I may not display it on air. But I have a lot of medical knowledge, and so thank God I can, you know, understand what's happening with my kids. So if a doctor suggests something, I can feel comfortable with it. Because it is scary. I understand you guys are parents. It's scary to think, okay, the kid has ADD. We're going to give them a medication. It may, increase their heart rate, decrease their appetite. That is scary. You're used to taking marijuana. You smoke marijuana. You're more comfortable with it. But you can't do that. Okay? You know, you're not supposed to be on it chronically yourselves. And now that we're seeing marijuana become nationally acceptable and not illegal to be using, as more states are legalizing it, we're going to be very, very commonly seeing parents say, here, take a hit of this. It'll help you sleep, or it'll calm you down, or you'll quit fighting with your sister, or you'll do your homework. And that's what I'm scared of, all right? Well, you know, there's no sense fighting legalization of marijuana. It's going to happen. All right, but where I as a doctor am going to have to step in is making sure that I'm not seeing health and psychological sequela from kids taking their parents' marijuana, either getting access secretly or parents just giving it to them. And trust me, you know how many parents would love to take their teenage boy or teenage girl, sit out on the porch and just relax with a beer and a doob and bond. I know you guys want to bond. You listen, even if you give your kids dope, they're still not going to think you're cool. They're still going to think you're dorks. I mean, look at me. I'm a national radio host. I should be super cool in my kids' eyes. They think I'm the biggest doink. All right? No sense. I'm not going to give them drugs. They won't like me anyway. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dolly the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Tom calling from Maryland. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Doctor. Good. How are you today?
Excellent. Excellent.
You must cringe every time you hear major news outlets and other quote-unquote learned people talk so casually about the use of marijuana, especially with young people. As a former narcotics officer, I know I do. It's such a dangerous drug, especially when you're talking about its effects on the developing brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't believe how often I hear folks talk about it as if it's a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know about that. But someone in my training many years ago had compared the use of marijuana on the developing brain as a drunken tree trimmer working on a fine topiary plant. With large doctors going to town, and there's your end result. At the end of the day, you don't have a work of art. You have a chopped up, ugly, non-functioning thing, and what a shame that is.
Mm-hmm.
My question, actually, though, does have to do, and I'm a firm supporter of LEAP, law enforcement against prohibition of marijuana. I think that it absolutely has medical uses under certain circumstances after the brain has developed. And you brought up ADD earlier, and I wanted to ask you about a problem that a lot of people, including myself, have experienced in recent years, and that is the lack of ability to obtain medications that actually work. But because they have been scheduled and are controlled and are being abused by those who are not using them for medical treatment, have become harder and harder to get. In fact, I think that's why a lot of people are turning to certain street drugs, because they can't get certain needed medication. For example, Desoxin is something that really was a lifesaver for me, and it's something that I can no longer get. That's just one example of one of the medications that unfortunately has come under this cloud where you cannot get it for lawful and proper purposes. And
not to interrupt, Tom, sorry to interrupt, but you bring up a good point. This is what we've discussed, too. Also, as Obamacare unfolds and people have less access to health care and less money for their co-pays and deductibles, et cetera, or they don't have insurance, they are going to be turning to whatever they can get to. And these medications have co-pays. You have to see a doctor to get the prescription. And so you're 100% right. That's why I foresee every state legalizing it, not because we want that, but it's a way to handle access to something that could inappropriately substitute for a medication, a prescription.
Well, the meat of my question is this, real quick and to the point. I'm currently looking for a boutique practice which deals not with insurance but with cash payments. And where would I go or look to find a reputable or a decent boutique practice where I could hopefully get the medication that I need and the proper treatment? Because even with the insurance that I have, doctors will see you long enough to take your blood pressure, which usually a tech does, and to say, how are you doing, I'll see you next month, and that's about the best kind of treatment that you get. I'd like to have a physician who listens and can actually deal with my problems, not my symptoms, but to get to the meat of the issue and to handle that and not just give me something to cover up symptoms.
No, exactly. You know, to find a good, your first question, how do you find a good boutique doctor? I mean, to find boutique doctors, some of the companies, they may be called concierge medicine or MDVIP, or there's a variety of different groups that have that. I don't know who would be in your area. Like in our area, we have something called MDVIP. And so there's a list of doctors you could call. You could see what their forte is. Because remember, just because a doctor is boutique doesn't mean he is going to have a forte in exactly what you want. For example, for me, I'm really, really good at emergency medicine. I'm really good at sewing people up. I'm really good at acute. I'm really good at diabetes. I'm very good at depression and marriage therapy, etc. But if somebody wanted me to handle their seizure disorder, I wouldn't be doing that. I would be getting a neurologist involved. So, you know, you would need to not take the first one you see, because to see these doctors, sometimes you have to drop $2,000 a year or $1,500 a year, etc. So you want to find out what they're for is. And also keep in mind that a lot of the boutique doctors were quote-unquote regular doctors. It doesn't necessarily mean they'll do alternative medicine. There are alternative medicine doctors, there are homeopathic doctors, but if you went to mainline DOs and MDs and they wouldn't prescribe a certain medication, a lot of the boutique doctors are boutique doctors not because they want to prescribe that now, but because they're tired of the whole Obamacare rut that they're in, and they would rather spend time. So you are going to get more time. You know, what I'm understanding with the concierge service is you're getting more time, you're getting one-on-one, you're getting access. A lot of times you have their cell number, and you don't feel rushed, and it's really one-on-one. But you may not get, like, for example, somebody may want hormones, or somebody may want, you know, plenty of narcotics, etc. You got to get a feel for what they do and what they're, you know, what they're about.
Right, right. And as far as guidance in locating a doctor that would be acceptable in terms of working with individual patients with unique needs, any place that you could direct me as far as trying to find maybe a navigator. I hate to use that word because they use it with Obamacare, but just in the literal sense, someone to help me navigate my way to finding a doctor that would be suitable.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you could go to the medical board. Sometimes the medical board and the individual states know which doctors are doing what, you know. You got to be very, very careful with the Yelp and the online reviews because those are, I mean, you know, the good reviews may be someone's mother. The bad reviews could be someone's ex-girlfriend. So you got to be very careful with those reviews, which is why we could never refer you to those. A lot of times it's you know, you going through one by one, Googling, looking in the area, because you can't go through your insurance because your concierge boutique doctors won't be, a lot of them will be dropped from the insurance companies because they're, you know, they're mad that, you know, they're charging cash and not the insurance rate. So that'll be difficult. If you're looking for a naturopath, you would have to kind of, you know, search through naturopath, homeopath, etc. But, you know, some of these, I wonder if any of these boutique doctors allow you to have a 5-minute consult where you meet the doctor before you, you know, before you commit to spending that yearly amount, because that may help. But, you know, here's the thing. It's difficult. It really, really is, because, you know, somebody could be very, very for one line of treatment, and then he hears that one of his buddies got sued for the same thing, and all of a sudden he says, no more. So, you know, you want to find somebody who long-term will work with you but will deal with your problem, not, you know, and not particularly write a certain medication. I have a very difficult time here in Las Vegas when somebody says, I want this medicine. And I'm like, well, you know, can you tell me what it's for? Well, I can't sleep, but it's the only medicine that works. See, I would rather somebody come to me saying, I can't sleep. Dahlia, what would you do to help me sleep? Because then I get to be a doctor, you know, because I don't want to be a Pez dispenser. And I'm not saying you're, you know, but I'm saying in general, the best approach is going to the doctor and say, look, you know, does he look at alternative treatments? If I have ADD, is he just going to give me, you know, a pharmaceutical, or is he going to look at other alternative treatments, get me on a good diet, get me on a good exercise program, get me in with a good therapist, that type of thing?
Well, mine is kind of a hybrid, if you will, narcoleptic type situation. And it, with my former personal physician, we had come to the conclusion, really with no debate, about how we came to that point, because it took a while, a lot of tests, a lot of different trials with different medications, found something that worked, and we had very frank conversations towards the end of my seeing him as my doctor, where he said, you know, I know this is what works, what you should be on, but I'm afraid because I'm getting letters about all of my patients who are on quote-unquote questionable medications. So, you know, my situation is, my God, I'll go to an overseas pharmacy if I can find one that I could trust.
I know, Tom. Well, Tom, we're out of time, but thank you for calling in, and good luck. Please keep us posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Byron writes, this is interesting. Okay, we were talking about in the first hour how the European Union has ruled that obesity is a disability, and a Danish employee who was fired at a child care facility because they didn't need the extra employees is claiming he was obese and trying to fight under the Disability Act. Byron writes, what accommodations are we supposed to allow for an obese employee? If they don't keep up with the workload, what are the exact accommodations we as employers are expected to provide? Now, in America, state by state, there's certain laws, anti-discrimination against obesity. And honestly, we have to have them, all right, because we're seeing discrimination against smokers. I mean, it was only a matter of time with Obamacare and the way health insurance is going, et cetera, for somebody to look at you, and if they don't think you're healthy, to not hire you. Okay? And even though I'm not sure if a unhealthy employee is going to cost you more as an employer as a healthy employee, to me it sounds like we're all paying max price no matter what. So whether you have an employee with a pre-existing or not, you're still paying the maximum. It's ridiculously priced. So I don't think it's going to affect you. But what about future lawsuits? If you have to fire somebody, can they turn around and say you fired them because you were obese? Byron wants to know what's like the list of accommodations? The only thing I could find in terms of a list of honest-to-God accommodations you would have to give to somebody who was obese was more of a physical type thing. Like, for example, Job Accommodation Network suggests, like, an accommodation for climbing steps. An individual who's obese can benefit from an elevator or a large-related stair lift or a large-rated wheelchair lift. So if you work in a facility that doesn't have an elevator, it's an old building not up to code or something like that, then there should be a stair lift for them that's not a small chair but large, sitting. You know, they can't have the skinny chairs that are uncomfortable. There should be a large rated ergonomic chair as an option. Seatbelt extenders. If they are a truck driver and the seatbelt doesn't fit, or the seatbelt fits, but it's not up to safety code, some industrial equipment, vehicles may need, quote-unquote, larger seatbelts, etc. Safety products, harnesses, ladders, sometimes if there's a long amount of walking to get from the parking lot to the office building, allowing them to not, because like where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, a lot of the employees of the hotels, their parking is in the back because valet and guest parking is up front. So many of my patients come in who are casino workers, go, look, this is ridiculous. I have to walk a half mile from the parking to get to where I need to, you know, can you, you know, allow me to park it handicapped or something like that. So, I only give handicapped to people who qualify for that, but maybe an accommodation where they don't have to, et cetera, walk that far. But in terms of accommodations, where if they aren't working, and this is where it gets tricky, I don't think there's exact delineation, okay? You know, if you have an employee who's disabled, okay, we are supposed to, through the ADA, provide accommodations. But it gets very, very difficult, and it gets kind of gray what those accommodations are in terms of slack, allowing a little bit more slack for one employee than another. We were emailed a couple years back when this subject had first surfaced. You know, my boss gives me crap all the time about X, Y, and Z, but he won't give so-and-so because they have a disability. And it was a disability that they felt was like a, I don't remember what it was. And it was a disability that they had felt was small. And they're like, I mean, can I sue for being discriminated against because they are always picking on me? You know, the answer was no. It's a very, very researched, unstudied sort of temperature right now going on in office places. Once we, as America as a whole, nationally say obesity is considered a disability, if they aren't talking about the physical accommodations, but they're talking about, okay, if they're late with their project or if they make a mistake, that's due to their obesity, we need to have some definitions because this could be an absolute mess. Same thing with the lawsuits that are starting to arise by people having marijuana in their system when they're at work. All right? You know, if and they feel they're being discriminated against because they're, you know, having lost their job, being, quote-unquote, under the influence. Well, who proves they were under the influence? Who proves the amount in their blood was actually intoxicating, et cetera? If somebody's an alcoholic, is that a disability? And are they allowed to come to work drunk? There are no specifications. This is very, very confusing, and what's going to happen is individual courts are going to decide. Now, I looked up this site. This is California Employer Daily, and they talk about this, reasonable accommodations for obesity as a disability. All right, and like I said, it's going to be very hard for you to find any of these things to guide you on what to do. They say where or when work is performed, such as allowing reduced hours or a change in hours or providing additional rest periods. You might even consider allowing the employee to work at home, including providing equipment to allow this. How work is performed, reassigning non-essential functions of the position, reassignment of the individual to a vacant position, or creating a temporary light-duty position. I don't know if that's required. And then, of course, the office furniture, seatbelt extenders, etc. And then considering leave as an accommodation. They say there is no current, in California, requirement to provide paid leave, but be careful to not be too quick to deny unpaid leave if it would be a viable accommodation. Look at your general policies on leave and beware of policies that prohibit leaves. So, you know, you could see other employers are struggling with this too, going, what do we do? And I'm not saying we're supposed to play a violin for employers, but once you say something's a disability, and it is, I agree with that, obesity is a disability, all right, once you start to look at the logistics of it, it could be very, very confusing. And we could have a lot of lawsuits and a complete chaos to the point that obese people are going to be discriminated against even more. Remember we talked about this? All right? As, you know, a lot of us have learned over the years that the more we ask for, a lot of times we get it, okay? You know, women now have the right to vote, thank God. All right? Many women are starting to see equal pay for equal work. I'm proud of all the movement we've done, etc. However, we're also still seeing the same amount of discrimination, if not in different ways. So the more obesity comes in the forefront of news as being a disability, the more you're going to see discrimination. Because you can't legislate everything. So if somebody is interviewing you, and they have a choice between you, who's 425 pounds, or somebody who's 110, all right, you know, before you are even an employee, and put them at risk for discriminating against you, if they have to fire you for some reason, it may be less headache for them to hire the person that's 110 pounds. This is exactly what we don't want. This is exactly the type of behavior at pre-interview screening we don't want. But the more we see this go forward, the more employers are going to be probably afraid of being caught in a lawsuit if they have to fire you for something else. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are all living 6 years longer. Yee-haw! Life expectancy is increasing. According to a new analysis, the Global Burden of Disease Study, Men are living 5.8 years longer than they did in 1990. Women are living an extra 6.6 years longer. Why? Because we are dying less from cancer by about 15%, heart disease down 22%, and I guess the high-income regions have fueled the rising life expectancy in parts of the world, like America, Europe, etc. However, lower-income countries, unfortunately, still have rapidly falling death rates, still have death rates from, as we've seen with Ebola, diarrhea, etc. But we are seeing falling death rates for these diarrhea, respiratory tract infections, etc., as well as neonatal disorders. So I'm pretty proud of us. We are doing pretty damn good. They say in southern sub-Saharan Africa, deaths from HIV and AIDS have wiped off 5 years of life expectancy. But it's starting to decline, okay? Because of treatment, we are so close to an HIV vaccine, I cannot wait. A lot of charities that are sending medications and a lot of organizations and Doctors Without Borders, God bless them. They say the top 10 leading causes of premature death worldwide have hardly changed since 1990. 9 causes still remain the top 10 in 2013. HIV AIDS moving in, tuberculosis dropping down to 11. So back in 1990, it was lower respiratory infections, diarrhea, preterm birth, ischemic heart disease, cerebral vascular disease, neonatal encephalopathy, basically these, you know, preemies having issues with the brain, not allowing themselves to live, tuberculosis, malaria, congenital anomalies, and road injuries were the top 10. Now it's heart disease, lower respiratory infections, stroke, diarrhea, road injuries, HIV/AIDS, preterm birth, malaria, neonatal encephalopathy, and congenital anomalies. So being born, kids being born with things that ultimately, unfortunately, lead them to die. Other things have increased around the world, like liver cancer, drug use conditions, chronic kidney disease, sickle cell, diabetes, and pancreatic cancer. This is according to the Lancet Medical Journal. Now, that doesn't surprise me. As we have more and more people obese, we have more and more diabetes. We're seeing a link between pancreatic cancer and diabetes. We're also seeing a link between pancreatic cancer and obesity. So that doesn't surprise me. Chronic kidney disease. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that because as you get more diabetics, you have more kidney disease. And more of us are living longer, so we have arthritis, so we end up taking the anti-inflammatories, and that can hurt the kidneys. Drug use conditions, overdose, mixing medications, those are also things that we're going to be seeing more widespread. I predict we're going to start to see less COPD and less respiratory issues as we're cutting back our smoking. I think we are doing a phenomenal job decreasing the amount of smokers that we have. I think we're now only at 20% of this nation smokes. However, I don't have data, and none of us do, on what e-cigs would do long term. With every positive, there's a negative. Do you notice that? So the positive is, yeah, we're getting people to quit tobacco, right? We're down to 20% of Americans smoking. We are really down. It's still a huge amount, but, you know, considering the way things were in the 60s and the 50s and the 40s, you know, where most people smoked. So we're doing pretty damn good with that. But as we move over to e-cigs, what's bad that's happening? Well, we're, you know, hearing conflicting reports that the e-cigs could be dangerous than smoking. We're hearing that kids who've never even smoked a day in their life are all of a sudden becoming e-ciggers and addicted to e-cig and becoming nicotine dependent, and they've never touched a cigarette in their life because they're going after the e-cigs. So, you know, these are things, all right? We are also starting to see, we're going to see a change in infectious disease and vaccinated diseases as more and more people are opting out of vaccines. There's been a growing mistrust of the vaccine industry, which is a shame. You know, it really, really is, because I love the fact that I have never had to diagnose polio. I only had to diagnose one case of measles, one case of the mumps. I love the fact that we are, you know, decreasing, smallpox. I mean, I'm a huge fan of, you know, fighting the flu, et cetera. But you have a lot of parents concerned that their kids are getting multiple vaccines and a distrust of that. We're also having a lot of people very, very concerned about, having access to be able to treat their depression. And I'm a little nervous as people are not able to stay on their medications. Are we going to see more of depression-related deaths, either by suicide, drugs, alcohol, etc.? So those are things we're watching out for, but way to go, increasing our life expectancy. I'm excited. I think we've done awesome with that. All right. Apparently a study has come out saying that smog is exposing pregnant moms to enough pollutants that could possibly contribute to autism. So Dr. Michael Rossinoff, Director of Public Health Research for the advocacy group Autism Speaks, says this reinforces our confidence that air pollution is a risk factor, even though he wasn't involved in the study. He stressed that people should keep the odds in a perspective, as air pollution exposure in pregnancy and the risk of autism has been linked. Several studies have found a correlation between exposure to air pollution during pregnancy and an increased risk of autism spectrum disorders, what they're calling them ASDs. These are a group of developmental disorders that affect a child's ability to communicate and socialize. You know, I could tell when a kid is autistic, a real young kid, because they don't really seem to bond with mom. They don't seem to make eye contact. They're very, very intelligent, but they're a little bit more difficult to console. Some of them like repetitive behaviors. They may concentrate on something that's not the focus of what's going on in the room. And those are some tricks that pediatricians use to see and to tell if a child has autism. Now, the findings looked at 245 children with autism spectrum disorders and more than 1,500 without. All of the children were born to women taking part in a long-term health study of U.S. nurses. Apparently, Dr. Weitzkopf and their team used air quality data from the U.S. EPA to estimate monthly pollution levels in each of the women's neighborhood before, during, and after pregnancy. And they found that a particular type of air pollution, the fine particle pollution, was tied to the risk of autism spectrum disorder. So they think that was from fossil fuels, car exhaust, wood burning, industrial sources, and all of the, like, from power plants, all contribute. So air pollution being tied to higher risk of autism scares a lot of us, because a lot of us really don't have the control that we would like on where we live. You know, I mean, when I matched, you know, for medical school and for residency, you know, I went where they said I was going to go. True, I put my top 12 choices, but I kind of picked choices around the Southwest, you know, part of the country. So I could be near family and my husband could be near his family, but it was still a crapshoot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Older people who feel younger than their actual age live longer. They always say, act your age. My mom always said, well, you act your age. Six? What am I supposed to? I'm 6 years old, Mom. I like to pick my nose. Act your age. So if you don't act your age and you felt younger, like me, I feel like I'm 16 years old. I know I don't feel like it. I act like I'm 16. I feel like my age, because boy, my knee's hurting. The hemorrhoid pillow is a travel must. Anyway, you end up being younger or living longer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy carry box. Ask the Light Miracle Cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light Miracle Cards at AskTheLight.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.